Alrighty, hey everyone, this is Kaisa Chino with Covers of Crime, back with another quick story. So this episode is going to be about a quick case called, well, it's not very quick, but of a girl named April Tinsley. This occurred in April of 1988 in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Alright, so this case was pretty interesting. It happened in 1988, but it was a cold case, well, for most of the time, until 2019. So that is 31 years, I think, of not having any answers for this poor family. But in April Tinsley's case, many things happened to her, although she was only 8 years old. So she was... When they found her, they discovered that she had been sexually assaulted, suffocated, and, well, kidnapped in order to get her. So, April was taken while walking from a friend's house to another friend's house. So she had left her umbrella at her other friend's house, and the weather was getting bad, so she decided to just walk back and get her umbrella from the other friend's house, which was just right around the corner. But she never ended up getting to the other friend's house. So witnesses place her around 3 to 4 being put and shoved into a battered blue pickup truck crying. So she was absolutely sobbing and it was really sad. But she was found Monday afternoon around 3 p.m. by a jogger. So she had been taken on Friday, I believe, because it was Good Friday. And so she... was found the Monday after Easter, around 3 p.m. They say she could have been dead for around 24 to 48 hours, and only had been in the ditch for around 4 hours, which means that she had been alive and tortured and with her kidnapper for at least a day to 2 days. She was only in the ditch for around 4 hours, was what the coroner and police said. But witnesses place a blue pickup truck seen at the scene on that Sunday around 3. So either it was about the same pickup truck that was seen at her abduction. So either he had just been driving by that spot a couple times, or police might have gotten it wrong and she had been placed in the ditch at that time. But it's really unknown right now when she was actually placed in the ditch and when the guy dropped her off. So there's a couple of things that really make this case really interesting, because it wasn't just a one abduction and then they were over. Lots more happened with this case throughout the years, and it really, really was creepy. And so... some couple things that happened in this case that makes it more interesting and more horrifying was that the killer left, there was a burn note, there were notes left on girls' bikes, there was another case, and then there was a guy arrested for the other case. So I want to talk about the burn note for a couple minutes. So 2 years later, case went dead. There's no evidence and there's really nothing to go on after she was found. But 2 years later, there was a note left on a barn door. So it looked like someone had written on it with pencil and then went over it with like crayon or something like that. And it said, and I quote, "I kill 8-year-old April Tinsley. I will kill again." So the most interesting thing about this barn note was that he had really bad spelling, bad grammar, the placement was really weird, and under the note, so in the case, they said that when they found her, this is just a rumor, that she was missing one shoe, and they never released that to the public if it was actually true. It was just a rumor that started after this whole thing happened. But under this note, it said, "I will kill again, ha ha." And then really small under it, they wrote, did you ever find the other shoe? So that was just made them link it to her case, that it was actually the killer, because if it was true and she wasn't wearing another shoe, then it linked, like, they never released that. So that was the only way people would actually know that she was missing a shoe, which was really sketchy at the time, and people didn't like that. But a couple of years after that, the case went dead again, and they had no more evidence after he left that note. But a couple of years later, there was another girl who had been, I'm not sure what her name is, but she was sexually assaulted, suffocated, and kidnapped in almost the same way that April was. But police had come out and said that they are not connected, they're not linked, because there was DNA left on this girl, and it was connected to a man who was dead, like, had died before more things in this case developed. So that, they're not linked, well, so at least that's what police say. Actually, there was some DNA left on April, because they later were able to match it to other DNA he had left, but they could not find out who it was at that time. But another interesting thing that happened on this case was there was, so there's notes left on other girls' bikes or in their mailboxes of little girls around the same age as April. Things that said, like, they stated things like, hi, honey, I've been watching you. I'm the same person who killed April Tinsley. If you don't send this to police and report it, and it's in the paper the next morning, then you'll be next. And so this really scared people. But the most interesting thing about this was in bags with the notes were other things he left. He had Polaroid pictures. He had, like, just things that were really horrifying. But there are DNA left on, like, these pictures and other things that they were able to, like, they just matched the code to the same thing left on April, but they weren't able to match a person at that time because this guy hadn't been in the database at all. But at the time where these notes were, like, left and they, like, were able to match the same DNA, the guy who killed the other girl was dead. So they don't link those two cases. But due to this guy's handwriting and the things he writes on the barn, people say he might have a disability. There's a disability linked with writing, like you have really bad handwriting and different placement of letters, and it, like, looks kind of childish. So they say that either this guy has that disability or he's just not very intellectual, he's not very smart. But there was a breakthrough in this case a year ago, I believe. They had, so DNA testing had advanced far enough that they were able to match this guy's DNA through familiar DNA. They just matched him. They found someone he was related to that matched it, kind of. And they were just able to go through the line to see who it fully matched in the family. And his name was John Miller. So John Miller, he had a trial and was convicted of the murder of April Tinsley from 31 years ago. And so it was just a really big breakthrough in this case. That was the way they matched him and what he was found for. But so, yeah, that's the case of April Tinsley on the quick covers. So thanks for listening.